The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Big sports news of the day is that the Cowboys are going to be shutting down wide receiver CeeDee Lamb for the remainder of the season due to that shoulder injury that after some further recent testing proved to be getting a little bit worse. Not going to require surgery, but they're going to go ahead and get a head start on that rehab. He'll be back and better than ever. Great season for CeeDee Lamb outside of the start of the season when the offense was wonky and him missing training camp proved to be something that was really disastrous for Dak and him and the offense for the first 6 weeks or so of the season. But he's really gotten it together and closed super strong. And we appreciate everything CeeDee Lamb was able to bring to the table this season, but that'll be the last we see of him until next year. Jalen Hurts trending to not start on Sunday versus the Cowboys, so it might be Kenny Pickett versus Cooper Rush, and we'll see who the Cowboys can get involved in the passing game.
Who has the better quarterback?
That's a good question. Is Cooper Rush better than Kenny Pickett? They both must have tiny hands with the way that Cooper Rush has fumbled this season.
Just drops every snap he gets.
This is like 9 fumbles in 8 games for Cooper Rush. That's pretty unheard of for a guy who continues to get to keep his job as the starter. And other people are texting in about Trey Lance. There's no chance we're going to see him over the course of the next 2 weeks, right?
I don't think so.
We just did an Ask Broadus Anything. The questions were pretty good. We got more questions coming in, so we'll bounce around with
some of
those.
Thank you for everybody that asked, by the way.
Yeah,
appreciate you out there.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you're going to see Trey Lance the next 2 weeks.
All right. Let's see here. We have somebody questioning. Let's see. We have the mountain or beach vacation for you personally. You're vacationing somewhere. Do you want to go to the mountains? Do you want to go to the beach? I know you're going to the lake in retirement.
Yeah, so that's being around water. So the thing about it is, if you take me to the beach, I'm going to sit in the shade the whole time.
You don't want to be in the sun.
I don't want to be in the sun. Now, I'll sit underneath, watch everybody else. But you get me out there, play water volleyball or something like that. I get out in the sun. But generally, I'm a sit underneath the umbrella guy. That's my gig.
469 is curious if you've reached the age where you are the super just comfortable in his own skin, naked guy walking throughout the gym locker room.
No, I would not.
You haven't reached that age yet. We all reach that age.
I know,
don't
but
we?
I'm 61 years old, and I no.
Is that more like a 70 and over kind of?
That's the like you really don't give a damn.
Yeah.
You're
not at that age yet. You're still giving a damn.
Yeah, I still give a damn.
You still have dams to give.
I still give a damn. Yeah, I absolutely do. But I don't. Like I said, I'm not to that point where I'm just going to make people uncomfortable.
Right. Right. Yeah. That is. I mean, I've gotten to borrow my brother's gym membership a couple of times over the last few weeks.
There are a lot of dudes who are just happy to do it.
It is pretty hysterical.
Jarring?
It's jarring every time. Yeah. It's not something you ever get used to. And that's like the cliche funniest guy in the in the gym locker room is like the super old guy who just doesn't care anymore.
Doesn't care.
And it's not that he's super impressive. It's just that he doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
But I think I have a new nominee for funniest guy in the gym locker room, and it's actually the guy who's...
Not the guy that takes the videos and stuff when you're working out.
Oh, God, no. I'm talking about specifically to the locker room.
Oh, the locker room.
And it's the guy who is actually bashful and he will cover himself in a towel, but he also has no, he's not realizing that the way he's sitting on the bench is just completely, it's visible. Everything is
no
visible.
No awareness.
He has no awareness. He thinks he's covering himself. He doesn't want to be seen, but he has sat down on the bench because that happened to me the other day. And I'm like, I glance over and I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy has no idea. He thinks he's just nice and covered
up. This is what you
and
do.
And he's basically going spread eagle here.
Yeah, no, but the way to handle
like
that.
Like, you got to understand sight lines.
The guy who's shy usually goes through four towels.
Oh, yeah.
He's usually got four towels. And what you need to do is you need to, if you're going to be that guy, put your towel flat on the bench, sit on the towel, and then put another towel over your lap.
That's how you cover the 360 degrees. So you don't wrap it around you. You're sitting on one and then
sit
you're
on
just
one.
Covering.
Yeah, sit on that way. You don't have exposure of cheek to the bench, you know, where other things have gone on. So you're sitting on a towel. And then take another towel and put it over your lap, and you can sit there and talk all day.
There you go. Look at that. Pro tip right there from...
Been a lot of locker rooms.
From, yeah, you have. You have. And you've seen a lot. We all know about your big tuna story.
Ugh.
Huge tuna, actually, from what you said.
I did not say that.
Let's go ahead. Oh, look at this.
Oh, look, I thought we ran our boys off.
Welcome into the studio... Fan After Dark's own, the phenom himself, Mr. Blake Elliott.
What's good, my boys? You know, I just had to make some business calls, you know, trying to set the show up for tonight. But I said, hey, let me pop in with the boys.
Get in here. Get in the mix, man.
Every day I look at my man over there. I think it's Jimi Hendrix standing across from me.
And hey. I got the purple dew on today.
Yeah, the purple. It's working.
Seattle zone.
Jimi Hendrix, dude. That's got to be next year's Halloween.
I'm serious. He could go as Jimi Hendrix, and he would be perfect.
You'd be perfect for it, dude.
What would be y'all's Halloween costumes?
Oh, that's a good question.
61, like a pumpkin or something like that. big broken up pumpkin.
That'd be actually kind of cute. I think you should do that.
Did you see me when I was Ben Franklin?
Oh, that was scary. That's an all-timer, dude. All-timer.
I would go back as Ben Franklin because I thought I still have the outfit, but my Party Central is closing down. Party City.
Party City is gone, man. And yeah. I kind of blame me and Fred.
You guys were S-talking.
Did you kick it to the curb?
No, we did the day before. We did top five stores that we think will close down in 2025.
And you mentioned them.
And we mentioned Party City as like
who
number
else
30.
Did you off?
You're terrible.
Old Navy.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
GameStop.
Old Navy. Old Navy's still cranking out some gold.
When was the last time a GameStop you saw someone in there?
GameStop, and I hate that because for me...
I grew up on GameStop.
I grew up waiting
in line
at midnight.
Don't we buy the games
there? Yeah.
Now
you just download it to your console. You don't have to even get up. You don't have to do anything but just click a couple of buttons.
What is up with your generation?
There is a lot of bad with that, but I will say even if you want the physical copy, and I've done this before, you just go to Walmart or Target. You just go in the electronics section. They got all the games in there, too. It's a little bit easier. You can get some groceries as well.
What's the one game
mm-hmm.
that you wish you would have been able to play from my era?
Ooh. I mean, probably GoldenEye. I mean, I've played it, but it wasn't the same. I don't know. Probably GoldenEye. Yeah. Yeah. That was your era, correct?
Well, I'm 61 years old, so how far back can you... How far back does GoldenEye go? I have no clue. What was Nintendo, right? Nintendo? Was that? See, I never had any of that stuff.
Like Super Mario 64 level, yeah.
So GoldenEye released in 1997. So that was 2 years before I was born. So I've still played it, but it wasn't.
I just won a Super Bowl then.
Okay, in 1983, Parker Brothers released the first officially licensed James Bond video game. James Bond 007 was what it was called.
Okay.
And it was.
That's GoldenEye?
Yeah.
So it's like
No. That's just James Bond 007. GoldenEye was a specific edition of the James Bond video game series.
So you like you hunted down various criminals and stuff like that. Is that what we did?
Yeah, absolutely, you did, dude. Yeah,
they had like an arena mode.
I don't know, man. I'm serious. I never played video games in my life, other than Tiger Woods 2003. That's the only one I've ever.
Were you playing on PlayStation?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, 03 brought us, got into the video game mix? How did that happen?
I just happened to have, console was given to me.
Oh, nice.
And
dude.
I really didn't, I unpacked it and I went and got Tiger Woods, I'm thinking golf, Tiger Woods 2003 and played that and I got really good at it
So that was your first time playing a console, was that game?
Yeah.
So how was your hand-eye coordination? Did you have to look down at the buttons, or were you able to, after like a week,
I knew how to take a good swing.
Mm.
Like I knew, okay, I got to keep this underneath the wind. So I knew how to take a swing to kind of keep the ball down. But yeah, like these other games, like Bennett, that's the whole thing with, like, Mark Stein asked Bennett, my son, one time, he was talking about Bayern Munich, the soccer team. And Bennett goes, I really like Bayern Munich, the soccer team. He's, Mark asked him, he goes, what's your favorite team? And Bennett told him, Bayern Munich. And Stein goes, okay, name a player. Bennett named their starting 11.
Yep.
And it's because he played FIFA.
Yeah.
He played FIFA. He knew all the players, and he knew all the players. I was watching Bennett play one night, and you could play, I guess, with other people around the world.
Yep.
Dude quit in the middle of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Bennett scored two quick goals, and the guy just...
GG's, I'm done.
You rage quit.
Yeah.
I've done that a million times.
Yeah.
Just
save yourself
the
stress.
There's no honor in that, right?
No, absolutely not. No honor.
Well, if you start a game, shouldn't you finish the game?
You should.
And a lot of times, if you're playing in somewhat of a competitive mode, you'll lose some points towards whatever you're going towards if you do quit early.
Yeah, they'll dock you if you're doing like a big picture kind of deal.
Yeah, Bennett was always trying to get a better team.
Yeah.
So actually, we had some people texting in wondering how did you choose the name Bennett for your son? That first name Bennett's kind of unique first name.
Ex-wife's dad. Matter of fact, this is going to be a sad, quick story.
Oh, beautiful.
I had no decision.
The week that Kathy and I started dating, like I went on a date on a Saturday. Her dad passed away the following Thursday. Never met the man.
Oh.
Never met the man. And he was a lawyer and all that, and his name was Bennett.
Okay.
So that's how we got the name.
What was your first date with your first wife?
It was a game 7 of the Western Conference Finals. Stars, Avalanche.
Wow.
Game 7?
Yeah.
That's a great first date.
Yeah, and I set it up this way. I said, listen, this date is either gonna work out or I'm gonna see a great hockey game.
There you go.
Don't set
yourself up for total failure.
I didn't. Like, I was thinking, listen, she's like, oh, we could go on a date. And I'm like, okay, great. And so I called a buddy at the Stars, happened to get tickets, took her on the date. It's a great date at the time.
That's a good first date flex.
That's a great first date.
Just called my buddy at the Stars. We got ourselves some tickets.
Not a question.
Reunion Arena, no big deal.
Reunion Arena.
Yeah. Where was the seating at? Were you like Kevin Walker? Were you in the banners?
No.
He was touching glass.
I was literally right like 2-3 rows behind the glass. And so what happened, Dallas got up early in the game. So I'm kind of like talking to her and like, yeah, okay. like laughing. Oh, would you like something to eat? You know,
being hospitable.
Yeah, I was being like trying to be a gentleman. And then
the puck dropped.
No.
Then the second period started.
Dallas started giving up goals. And the next thing you know, it's like, I'm sorry.
She's trying to ask questions. She's like, actually, I got to lock in.
Well, she's from Chicago. She's a Blackhawks fan. So she knew about hockey and all that stuff. So literally we got into watching the game because of how close it was at the end.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
Man, that's love right there.
That's love.
Hmm. I mean, you bonded over sports.
Yeah, and then it all just stopped.
And then the Stars lose, and next thing you know.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry, you got to go.
That is interesting.
469, what is your favorite racetrack or road course in the United States? In the United States.
When I pass away, I know it's another morbid thing of me. I asked Ben, I said, make sure some of my ashes get to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Mm.
So I love the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I love Daytona. I tell you what, Road Atlanta is beautiful. I mean, there are some great tracks in this country, old historic tracks. But my favorite one is the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Indy 5 Hundo.
Yeah.
How many times have you been there?
Probably 10 or 12.
Wow, dude.
I've been to one NASCAR race in my entire life.
My buddy's the president of IndyCar. It's easy for me to go, but then
can you get us a test drive? I want to ride in one. Can you make that happen?
Well, when they come here, yeah, we can go. I'll put you. They have two seaters, Blake. I'll get you a two seater. They do. Like they have like Mario Andretti drives.
I'm ready. You can be. I don't care what
car
it is.
Jane Slater in one. I gave up. I had my spot, and I'm like sitting there. I'm like looking around, and Jane was standing there. I go, hey, you want to ride in an Indy car?
Yeah.
And she goes, really? And I go, yeah, come on. And I go, can I substitute me for her?
Yeah.
And they said, sure. And they put Jane got a fire suit on, put a helmet on.
Do you think
on.
You could drive it, or are you only like being in the passenger? Do you think you could drive?
Oh, I don't. You have to know how to shift.
Mm.
So I'm not a shifter.
Mm. You a shifter, Chief?
I can shift a little bit.
But you paddle shift with your thumbs.
I do the paddle shift with my thumbs in my car, so I'm good. I can drive an Indy car. We'll do tandem. I'll drive, Broadus, you sit passenger.
I am not sitting behind you in an Indy car. No, that's not happening.
469, Broadus, how long into a new relationship before you start willingly farting in front of your significant other?
It's a great question.
It's a hot topic because there's so many different ends of the spectrum on this.
I'm honestly, when I was married, it was like embarrassed by it. So like, because I got scarred in school. I got scarred in school one time. Scarred by it.
Scarred by a school fart?
Yes. It happened in school in a music class.
Paint that picture for me.
Well, man. Yeah, Mr. Churchill, who happens, you know, and I leaned over, and the next thing went, burp, and he goes, oh,
is that the trombone?
He goes, oh, that's really unfortunate, Mr. Broadus, and everybody's, ha, 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 ha. And so I was like, as a kid, I was like, seventh grade, I was like, oh.
Oh, it's a death sentence, dude.
Yeah, so everybody in class is like, Broadus was part. Oh, yeah.
I'm yeah, like, okay, so that scarred you forever.
So I just don't like to in front of people. I'm not a I will walk away kind of person.
Even in front of the guys?
Oh, yeah. But Wolchuk, he doesn't care.
Yeah, Wolchuk.
I don't care. You can ask Fred. I'd be farting all show.
Really?
I let it rip.
Not me.
Unbelievable. Yeah. When married, did your wife ever know that you were going number two when you were going to the bathroom, or did you just excuse yourself?
I said I'm going to the men's room. And when I say I'm going to the men's room, it's not number one, it's going number two.
Okay, that's letting people know it's going to be.
I will tell you this though. This is a phobia I have of mine. After that process, I clean the commode every single time.
Every time?
I have a cleanser in a rack and stuff.
You're
clean it
kidding
every
me.
Single time. Yeah.
Only if it's at your home or even in public?
I can't carry it in my home. Yeah, in my home. I do. I clean the thing every single time.
Even just living by yourself?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Can you imagine in a public, though, he's got like a backpack unit? He's like,
bring it to the studio.
I'm just telling you, man, you spray stuff in the water, you know, and all that. Bleach, ammonia.
Are you a candles guy in the bathroom? Do you have an air freshener?
Oh, you have to have candles, yeah.
No candle with that?
Yeah.
All right.
I just don't think you just leave bathrooms smelling like ass. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. I guess you could take those.
But I mean, when you go out, what was my pro tip for you? I think you use it when you're at the stadium. Go to the family area, the bathrooms in the family area.
Yeah, the family bathrooms.
Because they can lock the door if you have to, and it's usually generally clean.
I like to fellowship when we're there at the Cowboys game, no matter where I'm at, so I don't mind starting a little conversation in the bathroom.
At the urinal or through the stall?
Dude, I was in there with Bobby last time, and me and him were yapping the whole time.
Was he using his phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate you. Don't talk to me in the men's room.
No, I usually don't, but it depends who's in there. Like, it was me and Bobby and someone else. And we were just talking it up. Yeah, it was me, Bobby, and Pat.
I hate the people that are in the stalls and they're on their phone while they're... And I had that happen at the toy drive the other day. The Rangers toy drive.
You dropped a deuce at the toy drive?
No, I just was in the men's room and the dude was like talking like he was like working on his stock portfolio.
Oh, he's talking on the phone.
Yeah, sitting in the stall area. I'm like, bro, please.
That's an alpha, dude. Yeah. That's a guy who just, you know, marches by the beat of his own drum.
Yeah, literally.
And finally, for three first-round picks, are you trading Micah Parsons? 469 wants to know, or are you handing him the $40 million a year contract? Those are your two options.
Who did I get three first-round picks from?
He didn't specify here.
Text back to me, please.
Let's say it's a contending team. You're picking in the bottom third of the draft, somewhere in the 20s.
Three first-round picks, probably not. Not at the bottom of the 20s, no. Probably not.
All right.
Probably not.